Morning, Justin.
Hey, good morning.
Great morning. Great to have you on the show. And you've got a lot of new players there at the Kings, including yourself. So how long do you expect it to take, Justin, to, I guess, feel completely comfortable on the floor together?
Oh, man. I mean, I feel like we're comfortable in gelling now. You know, we're all putting it together. We're building that synergy, you know, on both ends. Both ends, you know, we want to be on a string and together. You know, the Darwin trip was good to us, I feel. You know, getting some of that rust out and, you know, finding, you know, our ways and different things like that. So I think, you know, we're gelling pretty well right now.
How was preseason, buddy? A lot of new players. I'm sure the boys are sick of training and ready to play.
Man, yeah, exactly. Exactly that point. You know, there's this thing we say, iron sharpens iron, you know. And, you know, that's us getting after it together in the, you know, in practice and going hard and pushing each other. You know, we're kind of tired of that. You know, we want to play somebody else. So, you know, we're looking forward to, you know, the game tomorrow. And then from there on out, you know, competing against other people and trying to win some titles.
What are you expecting from your old club and their fans?
Oh, man. It's gonna be a lot of emotions, man. A lot of emotions. Some people cheering, some people booing. You know, it's gonna be all over the place. But I'm looking forward to it, man. Just stepping foot back in that arena, and you know, having a chance to, you know, compete for a W.
And which teammates, Justin, have you been really impressed by that you can't wait to play with since you've arrived at the Kings?
Man, it's hard. We got, man. I think I like to think we have a really deep team, man. We have like 10 to 11 starters within the league, man, on our team, on our roster. So I feel confident and comfortable with everybody. Really excited just to get out there, man, and compete. You know, like I said, we got a lot of depth, man, a lot of depth. And just I'm really excited, looking forward to it, bro.
And you won best defensive player of when you were at the Hawks. So what role has Chase Buford sort of assigned you with? He expected, you know, is he want you scoring or more distributing? Obviously, your defense will be pivotal, but what role has Chase Buford got in mind?
I mean, well, I like to think I'm the same guy wherever I go. And, you know, defense is something I take pride on. And, you know, coach, you know, when he recruited me and, you know, brought this to my attention, you know, it was really, you know, the defensive side of things. And then, you know, my versatility, the fact that I'm capable of playing multiple positions and guarding multiple positions. You know, that's what stood out, and, you know, that's what I do. That's what I'm capable of. So I'm looking to be all over on both sides of the ball. Defense, I'm going to guard, you know, 1-4. Offense, I'm going to guard. I mean, I'm going to play 1-4, you know. So just being all over the place, doing whatever the team needs me to do, and using my versatility, my length, and my energy and everything, man, on both sides of the ball. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun style of basketball.
It's probably – I don't know whether it's a hard question to answer this, Justin, because you weren't there with the Kings last year. But they always say when you win a championship, you know, you're the hunted the next year. So have you noticed a different intensity in your training and a different quality in the training compared to, say, when you were not so much at the Hawks, but have they spoken about, you know, we need to pick it up all over the floor this year because everyone's coming after us?
Oh, 100%. 100%, you know, you don't want to ride the coattails of last year's team because that was last year. You know, it's a totally different landscape, everything, you know, top to bottom. But, you know, you definitely want to come out ready every game. You know, like you said, you're the hunted. And you can kind of sense that and feel that, you know, going into even games in Darwin. But still, you know, the season is here. You know, the real Bulls get to flying. So, you know, you want to make sure you come out ready and come out and connect on that first punch. So, you know, we want to, you know, make sure we do that and get out there and compete every night.
Now, Justin, you've had, you know, a bit of time in Australia by now. So curious, as being grand final week in the rugby league, and obviously we're pretty excited about that. What are your thoughts on our sporting culture, and have you taken an interest in rugby league, or do you just think we're mad?
Yeah, no. I'm taking an interest, man. This is my second time around. So, you know, the first time I didn't get a chance because all the protocols and everything. You know, now I got a chance to I watched the Bulldogs play probably like 3 weeks ago. I'm trying to think. I need to get out to an AFL game so I can see what that's like. But, no, I definitely took some interest to it. I want to learn more about it. and catch, I think, another game. And then, like I said, see what the AFL is like.
No, I love it. Love it, mate. Really appreciate your time this morning and can't wait to see you and the Kings in action tomorrow night against the Hawks.
Yes, sir. It should be fun, man. I'm real excited. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much.